Believer's Bible Assembly is pleased to welcome you this morning to our teaching series called Searching the Scriptures. It is our prayer that many will tune in to hear this teaching from God's Word, and the Lord will open many hearts to an understanding of His Word and to His wonderful salvation. If you are enjoying and benefiting from this program, then please inform your family and friends to also listen in each week to this broadcast. At the end of the program, I will provide phone numbers for you to contact us so that you may comment or ask questions about what you have heard or if you would like some more information about our church. Now let us begin today's broadcast with some music that will help prepare our hearts for hearing God's Word. If you have a Bible handy, you may want to open and follow along with today's scripture reading. We will be reading from
Matthew chapter 4. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit up into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Then the devil took him up into the holy city and set him upon a pinnacle of the temple, and he said to him, "If you are the Son of God, cast yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." And Jesus said to him, "It is written, ye shall not tempt the Lord your God." Again the devil took him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get away from here, Satan, for it is written, ye shall worship the Lord your God, and him only ye shall serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and lived in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that it might be fulfilled that which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who sat in darkness saw a great light, and light has sprung up to those who sat in the region and shadow of death." From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he says to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they immediately left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw another two brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all of Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people who were pressed down by different kinds of diseases and torments, and those who were possessed with demons, and those who were lunatics, and those who had been paralyzed, and he healed them. And great multitude of people followed him, from Galilee and Decapolis and Jerusalem and Judea and beyond Jordan.
God our protector, keep us in mind, and always give strength to your people. For if we could be with you one day in time, it is better than a thousand without you. In mind, and always give strength to your people. For if we could be with you one day in time, it is better than a thousand without you. It is better than a thousand without you. God, our protector, keep us in mind, and always give strength to your people. If we could be with you one day in time, it is better than a thousand without you. It is better than a thousand without you.
Lesson number 4, Temptation of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 4, we learn about the devil trying to tempt Jesus to sin. But the devil had to realize that Jesus was sinless and could not yield to sin. He tried 3 times to get Jesus to do wrong, but in each case, the Lord Jesus proved his sinless character and his desire to please his Father in heaven. It is interesting to note that Jesus always used the Bible as the way to resist the temptation of Satan. He quoted from the book of Deuteronomy 3 times and used the words of Scripture to defend himself against these temptations. Even when the devil quoted some verses from Psalm 91 to trick Jesus, he still would not yield to Satan or to sin. This shows us that it is important not only to know God's Word, but also to understand it correctly. When you and I are faced with some temptation to sin, we shall overcome the temptation when we have hidden God's Word in our hearts. In Psalm 119 it says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." We learn from this passage that Satan wants to tempt us to sin. This is because Satan hates God and wants as many as he can trap in his snare to turn away from God. The devil is very crafty and also much stronger and wiser than you and I. That is why we need the help of the Holy Spirit to resist the devil. If you are a Christian, the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, and the Bible teaches us that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. What this means is that the Holy Spirit has greater strength than Satan, and while the Holy Spirit lives inside the Christian, he will protect the Christian from the attacks of Satan. The Christian simply has to obey God and his word, resisting the devil by the word of God, and then the Bible assures us the devil will flee from us. You can find this at James chapter 4, verse 7. Not only do we learn about Jesus' sinless character in this chapter, we also learn about the men who became his followers. Jesus called Peter, Andrew, James, and John to follow him. These men were fishermen by trade, but when Jesus called them to be his disciples, they immediately left their own work to do God's work. We all know that a man ought to work so he can earn money and feed his family. That is just being responsible and what is expected of men. Some men are called to work for God, and when they are called, they must be willing to leave all behind and trust in God for their support. It might mean they will never be rich in this world, but it will bring them riches in heaven if they are faithful to serve God well. Also in this chapter, we discover that Jesus fulfilled the prophecy found in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah spoke of a great light being seen by those in darkness, specifically those living in the border areas of Zebulun and Naphtali. The great light was a reference to the coming Messiah and the healing and teaching ministry he would bring to that area we know as Galilee. As Jesus traveled through Galilee, teaching, preaching, and healing, his fame began to spread and people came to him from the surrounding regions to hear or to be healed by Jesus. Because of his great works and his powerful teaching, the people were attracted to him in great multitudes. Perhaps some were just curious, or some just wanted to get something from him, but among the crowds were those truly seeking to follow God's righteous path. Jesus did not come just to heal people or teach them things that would help them be successful in life. He preached to them to repent and place their faith in God. He taught them about a kingdom of righteousness, and we shall learn more about this in our next lesson. I wonder if you are seeking after Jesus, and for what reason you are seeking after him. Are you looking for some miracle? Are you hoping he will give you some wealth, some job, some advantage in life? Or are you seeking him to find forgiveness for your sins, to seek God's mercy and grace? The thief who died on the cross beside Jesus was not seeking for a better life, for he knew his life was over. He sought Jesus to gain forgiveness of his sins, and Jesus promised him a home in paradise. I hope all who are listening today are seeking after Jesus for the right reason, to be forgiven of your sins. He will gladly receive you and forgive you if you come to him in faith. As we finish today's Bible lesson, let's remember these words. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Matthew chapter 4. Verse 4.
God our protector, keep us in mind, and always give strength to your people. For if we could be with you one day in time, it is better than a thousand. It is better than a thousand without you. It is better than a thousand without you. God, our protector, keep us in mind, and always give strength to your people. For if we could be with you one day in time, it is better than a thousand without you. It is better.
And now for today's Bible question. Today we have been learning about how the devil tries to trip us up by tempting us to sin. Someone might ask the question, is the devil the one who causes me to sin? Actually, the devil can tempt us to sin. That means he puts the idea of sin before us and tries to entice us or draw us towards sin. This is what happened to Eve in the Garden of Eden. The devil convinced her to do wrong by persuading her that it was okay for her to disobey God's word. However, though the devil may tempt us to do wrong, it is still our choice whether we shall listen to Satan or to the Word of God. The devil does not cause me to sin. He only tempts me to sin. Each sin I commit is my own choice, and therefore I am guilty because of my own choice to disobey God. Someone might say, well, the temptation is just too strong for me, and I cannot help but sin. This is why we need to repent and place our trust in Jesus to save us from sin. Jesus not only died to pay the price for our sins, but also to give us power to overcome sin, so that sin will no longer rule over us. He gives us the power through the Word of God and through the indwelling Holy Spirit. As we abide in God's Word daily, we are washed clean and our minds are led in the paths of righteousness. The Holy Spirit teaches us and guiding us on this good path. If a Christian sins, he may still find forgiveness when he confesses his sins before God. We must remember that if a pig rolls in the mud, he will become dirty because of his environment, but also because of his nature. The pig likes rolling in the mud. The Christian has a new nature that no longer finds pleasure in sin, and who prefers an environment where he does not have to encounter or be tempted to sin. We might say he no longer enjoys rolling in the mud, but prefers to be clean and walk in holiness. If sin still has power over you, then I encourage you to seek the Lord for forgiveness and his cleansing power to free you from the penalty and the power of sin. Even if we cannot overcome sin, we know Jesus can, and so you just need to turn to him in faith and ask him to cleanse you and give you a new nature that hates sin and loves righteousness. May the Lord help us all to follow his perfect example of resisting the devil and fleeing from sin. Just before we conclude today's broadcast, we want our listeners to be aware of our Emmaus Bible courses that we are making available. These courses are from Emmaus Bible College in the USA. There are 12 courses in the first series and also 12 in the second series. These courses begin with the basic teachings of Christianity and move on to more advanced doctrinal studies in subjects such as biblical marriage, the New Testament church, and evangelism. If you should be interested in becoming a student of these courses, or feel that you could use these materials to help others grow in their Christian walk, then please feel free to contact us and we will provide the information needed to get you started. You may phone Shadrach in Kumasi at 024-442-1948, or if you have access to the internet, please visit our website at www.BibleAssemblyChurch.com, where you will find details about the Emmaus courses and a student registration form that you can download and use to register as an Emmaus student.
Jesus saw me when a stranger wandering down.
If you want to become a true born-again Christian, here is what you must do. 1. Admit that you are a sinner. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Realize that God hates your sin and must judge it. Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death," and this means eternal separation from God. 3. Realize that God loves you and does not want you to perish. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." 4. Realize that Jesus paid your debt of sin for you. 1 Peter 3:18 says, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit." 5. Accept God's free gift of eternal life by faith. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name." And also in Romans chapter 10 verse 9 it says, "That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved." And number 6, also be assured that your salvation is through Christ alone and not your works. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 say, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." If you would like to receive God's free gift of eternal life right now, you may by a simple prayer made to God in faith. You could pray like this: "Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and that I deserve God's judgment. I do not want to have to face that judgment, but I want to be saved and go to heaven. So please forgive me of my sins and come into my life now to be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for dying for my sins, and I thank you for the free gift of eternal life." If you have prayed this and believed with all your heart in Jesus as your Savior, then the Word of God assures you that you have been saved. It is not based on how you feel, but on your trust in the Lord Jesus. Thank you for listening to today's lesson. If you have any questions or comments for us, or you would like more information about God's way of salvation, or about our church, then please contact us. You may call Daniel at 024-325-1081, or if you prefer to speak Chi, then you may call Shadrach at 024-442-1948. Again, those numbers are Daniel at 024-325-1081, or for Chi, call Shadrach at 024-442-1948. The Believer's Bible Assembly is a non-denominational church believing and practicing the teachings of the New Testament. Please tune in to this broadcast each Sunday morning at this time. Until next time, may the Lord bless you.
A mighty fortress is our God. A stronghold never the flood.
victorious prevailing, warm still our ancient hope, conspires to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with bitter hate, on earth is not his equal. If we in our own strength confide, our striving
as to war, with the cross of Jesus.